for the first time ever, non-Czech audiences have the chance to get acquainted with Jara Zimmermann, a unique phenomenon of Czech culture. The fictional character has enjoyed immense popularity with Czech audiences for more than five decades. One of the Jara Zimmermann plays, The Stand-In, was recently translated into English and is now being staged in Prague's Jara Zimmermann Theatre by a group of Prague-based English-speaking actors. I went to see the final rehearsal.
Tell the people far and wide, it is cheap to get inside, to enjoy this funny play.
Záskok or The Stand-In was written by Zdeněk Svěrák and the late Ladislav Smoljak in 1994 and is considered to be one of the best Zimmermann plays. Set in 1910, it tells the story of a small, unsuccessful travelling theatre company whose repertoire often includes plays by the playwright Jara Zimmermann. In the play, the company's leading actor suddenly disappears and they are forced to replace him at a short notice with a stand-in, the renowned actor Karel Infeld-Prácheňský. However, his inability to remember the text, the character he's playing, and even which play he is in, leads to considerable chaos and much comedy.
Good news, gentlemen. There will be a performance tonight after all.
Fantastic!
And guess who I've managed to get for the stand-in?
For the mother, no idea, but for Valfrock, Kramsky from Kruzak?
Try again, only think higher.
The play was translated by Emilia Machalová along with Brian Stewart, the director of the English Zimmermann Studio. Mrs. Machalová says they were prompted by their discussions about Czech humor.
For a long time I thought Zimmermann was beyond comprehension to the English. But then I thought that this specific sense of humor was part of our culture, without which you can hardly understand who Czechs really are. They have a great sense of humor. They like double meanings and they like to make fun not only of themselves but also of their history.
Češi si dokážou dělat legraci nejenom sami za sebe, ale z vlastní historie.
The stand-in is perhaps easier to grasp for foreigners because it doesn't have as many references to Czech culture and history as the other Zimmermann plays. Still, the whole translating process took more than a year.
I made a basic translation and Brian Stewart put the finishing touches to it. Then we went through it again and discussed individual passages to make sure that nothing was missing. We wanted to get as close to the original as possible. It took several months to finish and then we went through it again to see if the actors can understand it. Afterwards, we sent it to Mr. Svěrák. And he passed it on to his daughter, who is an English teacher. She did a final check and only then Mr. Svěrák gave his agreement to stage the play.
Dear non-Czechs, before you sample this English translation of the stand-in play,
to make sure that non-Czech audiences will really understand the Jara Zimmermann phenomenon, Zdeněk Svěrák provided the English version of Záskok with a short letter of explanation.
The idea of Zimmermann is a hoax and not to be believed. It is a hoax that craves exposure since its aim is humour. The spectator knows full well that it is a deception, but relishes the way that Zimmermann is blended seamlessly into history and to great comic effect. The question is, why is this literary figure so popular with the Czechs? Perhaps the reason is that this small nation feels that it would like to give the world something large. A nation that was ruled and occupied by others for centuries sees itself historically as the underdog and so can relate to Zimmermann. But at the same time, it is clear that this humour, which mocks a nation's greatest legend, could only happen if the culture and environment is devoid of nationalism and capable of self-reflection.
When I spoke to the actors ahead of the final rehearsal of the play, they told me that for many of them it was indeed quite difficult to grasp the humour behind Jara Zimmermann.
I first discovered Zimmermann in the basement of the Petrine Tower. I wandered into the museum there not knowing anything about Jara Zimmermann, and it took me about 10 minutes to realise that the whole thing was a joke. And after that I became interested in Zimmermann, but the plays were inaccessible to me because of the language. And so this play is a great step forward for me personally in understanding the whole legend of Jara Zimmermann, really.
I think it was quite early in my time here. I've been here since 2002.
And I think it's one of those things that you hear about people talking about, friends of mine doing lines from it, and it's not something that I really understood until recently, as my check-in proved, because it's very specific. The language is very specific. And so even watching some Timmerman when you're not ready for it, you couldn't get much of the humor, because it's so dependent on the wordplay and the cultural references and things that are so close to the Czech soul.
But as the director Brian Stewart points out, Zimmermann plays are not specific only in the language used and the many references to Czech history and culture, but also in their specific style of acting, or rather, non-acting.
The difficulty we have, I know we're supposed to be amateur actors, the difficulty I have is I got five very good professional actors who, for them, I think the fact that the characters stay in one place for a long time, don't move very much, I think they find that very hard, I think. But yes, we've tried to keep it, as I said this morning, a kind of an impression. It's not it's kind of a blurred version of Zimmermann.
So instead of just imitating the Czech version of the play, the actors had to find their own individual approach.
We're also not imitating, I think, the original performance. I think we've got our own twist on the play, and we've added our own je ne sais quoi to it. No. I don't know.
We would like to sort of mirror the original, but as expats, as foreigners, we also realise that without the background knowledge the Czechs have, a foreigner coming to this material wouldn't necessarily understand why it's so dry, so such sort of a flat delivery, so to speak. We kind of miss the moment, so we've injected what we think will work for foreigners, and hopefully, and as the read-through told us, sort of heightening it slightly in style, if you will, does work. And so, as Adam said, it's not a complete mirroring of the original, but certainly, I mean, the words stand on their own. The translation is brilliant, and I think because the translation is so good, Smolak's and Sverak's work has just come through, and that's what's been a real pleasure working on. Very enjoyable indeed.
It's a funny script.
To make sure that all the jokes will really get through to the English-speaking audiences, the Zimmermann English Society organised a public read-through before hitting the stage.
We did a perform read-through in June, and I believe we'd sold out for that performance too, as we are tomorrow night. And we got some fantastic feedback from non-Czech speakers, from Czechs who spoke English. We got some absolutely fantastic feedback. We were overwhelmed, I think, by the feedback we got and the response that we got.
What was especially exciting and felt like a great honour is that Mr. Sviarak was here, and although his English isn't great, much like our Czech isn't brilliant, he was very happy and excited to see his work translated into English. So that was...
As he came on stage, he said, "It'll be fantastic when you don't have scripts."
Yeah.
So he obviously enjoyed it, and it was amazing performing for him and speaking to him afterwards. But we got a great response, and I think that's why we feel that it does work in English, because we did have that response in June. And as I said, we're sold out tomorrow night, so hopefully we'll receive the same response tomorrow night.
Another thing that appeals about doing these shows is this theatre. It's like playing in somebody's home. It's a space that feels so loved and warm and intimate, and it's a great. And everybody here has been so friendly and supportive. It's been fantastic.
Sort of unofficial national theatre, I feel, yeah. Isn't it?
The stand-in premiered on the stage of Jara Zimmermann Theatre in October and will be rerun several times during November and December. Meanwhile, Emilia Machalova and Brian Stewart have already started working on another translation so that the legend of Jara Zimmermann can spread further beyond the borders of the Czech Republic.